Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Everybody, happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. It is Thursday, August 18th. Oh my. All right. There's so much to get to because I want to get into the Sixers schedule. We got Eagles stuff to deal with. We got Phillies Mets beginning tomorrow night. So there's a lot to kind of tackle today. But I got to say this. I saw the greatest, and I know a lot of people did, and we saw, I should say, the greatest video ever. Listen, I like to think that at this stage of my life that I don't really have a lot of pettiness, right? Now, I could be pig-headed when it comes to people, when it comes to athletes. Not really that kind. I'm really never been really a petty dude. However, when it comes to Ben Simmons, I think I still got a lot of pettiness because there is very few people, very few athletes that have come through town who you absolutely detest, who in many ways is despicable. I mean, and I got to tell you, Ben Simmons is a despicable dude. Like, the list of transgressions of despicability are as long as his 7-foot frame. They go on and on and on and on. The whole concept of him caring about anybody on the planet except himself and the litany of all streets. Listen, I think this town, and people don't understand it unless you're here, I think this town, if he had some serious issues that went beyond selfishness and his own ego, I think this town would have been, hey, man, we understand. Like, if you got real issues, we understand it. But when you're an egomaniacal, spoiled jerk-off, I think this town kind of puts the end to it, right? I really do. And so the encounter yesterday on social media was the greatest. You know why? Because there was nothing violent in it. There was nothing bad in it. It was a guy who runs into Ben Simmons in a candy store, which, by the way, is fitting. That you're a 26-year-old dude with your security team in a candy store. I mean, that to me, what I'm doing Zarkos today. You can't be a 26-year-old dude, 25-year-old dude, and be in a candy store with your security. That's an ultimate violation. That's one of the ultimate violations. So I love the fact that they go, guy comes up, Russell Westbrook, can't shoot, bro. Was that absolutely priceless? I love it. He's one of few guys. We gave him every chance. I defended this kid up and down, this spoiled mother father. I defended him constantly. And he was such a letdown, such a drip, such a waste. And so when I saw that last night, I had an ear-to-ear smile. Now, I grant you, I'm being petty. I'm not proud of it. I'm being petty. But when I saw that reaction and I saw his stupid face, smug, as he's looking at licorice, I loved it. He may be, and, you know, we like to do our little, you know, list of goats. He may be the all-time despicable goat. And I'm excluding criminals, right? I'm, you know, murderers and drug dealers and, you know, rapists, all these heinous people. I'm excluding that from the group. I'm talking about someone who never broke the law and being that despicable. That's the height of Simmons. And so it was all fitting yesterday as he was in a candy store. Oh, I loved it. Can't you, bro? Can't you? Can't you, bro?
Oh, my God, man, it was you, bro. Russell Westbrook, bro. Russell Westbrook, bro. Oh, my God, bro. Russell Westbrook, bro. Hold up, bro. I ain't playing with you, bro. Russell Westbrook, bro. Can't shoot, bro. I'm sorry, bro. All right, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Can't shoot, bro.
I love it. You got all jumped on Ben. Oh, you jumped on Ben.
Bro, Russell Westbrook, bro.
Took you out to put down the Sour Patch Kids. It wasn't your fan.
Can't shoot, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, I love it.
I'm sorry, bro.
I love it. We do the O today to despicability. Bro. I love it. Sixer schedule's out. What? This is awesome, man. I love schedules. Why do I love schedules? Shunis told me yesterday, you're one who never lives life by a schedule, yet you love sports schedules, and you plan sports schedules. You know, on Tuesday, I'm coming out with a whole schedule of what I'm going to do from the, what we're going to do, but really it was selfish because it was like more like what I'm going to do from September, October, November, December. Like the greatest four months of sports ever. And it all begins Tuesday, October 18th. In Boston. And then it comes back Thursday on TNT again against Giannis and the Bucks. KD, Giannis, Harden, and the Beast. Good morning, Chunas.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good.
Want to go to the candy store later?
Dude, is that an ultimate vibe? Like, you're dying for me to be the czar, you know, idiot. And that's one of my rules.
Yeah, I'm excited. What do you want to do, 12 o'clock hour?
Whatever you want.
It's your,
it's your deal. So whatever
deal.
You want. Yes.
It's a little bit of both because it's your rules.
Yeah, but you came up with it because you're tired of hearing me with my goofy rules.
It's very true.
Which is fine. One of my rules will be you cannot be in a candy store with your security team at the age of 25. Now, if you're 12... and you are a multimillionaire gamer, and you have a security team, I'll let you slide. But not if you're a man.
Can I, at the age of 28, go to the candy store no security team, though? Like, I go, you know what? I could go for some jawbreakers.
Okay,
you
so
let it just go?
Here's the rule. You got to be either alone.
Okay.
Or accompanied by a woman.
Or a child.
Or a child, or actually, you know, mostly a child.
Right.
I don't care if you bar your nephew or whatever it is. But you can't go.
You don't have teeth yet, but we're going to go buy some gummies.
You can't. Here's the one thing. You can't go with a group of dudes into the candy store.
No, that was weird, man. He literally had security on him. And I love the, don't mess with me, bro. Don't mess with, like, what? What are you going to do, dude? Like, he's getting all chesty.
Yeah.
He's getting chesty with a bag of licorice in his hand.
Right.
Don't mess with me, bro.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Put down the peeps.
Are you gonna tie it around his neck, the licorice? Like, what are you doing, man? Don't act tough.
He's the worst.
He's such a fake tough guy.
He's the worst.
He's such a fake
There's
tough guy.
There's nothing worse
man.
Than the fake tough guy. There's
oh,
nothing worse.
God.
Listen, you know, there's only a handful of people on the planet that are, like, true tough guys, right?
Mess
like,
with me, bro.
Hey, you go, well, I mess with that. I don't come near that. That dude's for real. He's serious.
And I thought he was, because remember when Embiid and Kat got into it, Ben took him down, had the, you know, the headlock around him. I was like, all right. So, but that was it.
I thought because Australia's got a good share of true tough guys, but
yeah,
he's
man.
A fake Australian.
He's a fake.
Bro.
Yeah, he's a fake.
He's not even
guy.
A straw Australian.
Yeah, exactly, dude. He's all fake. That video, it shouldn't, but it made my day. I had a good day yesterday, but that was the best part of it.
It was classic. And I was trying to think about this. And like, I didn't really want to open the show because it's kind of petty, but it was so great.
You're Tom Petty today, and that's okay, man.
I am Tom Petty. I love Tom Petty. I mean, played all that. In fact, that's to the Tom Petty day. Ins and outs are all to Petty, all right? Okay. I'm serious. Give all Petty songs because I'm Tom Petty all day today because I don't remember an athlete in the history of Philadelphia sports that has come to this town and been that big of a disappointment. And not only a disappointment, but a horrible dude. Horrible. Now, again, I'm excluding criminals. Excluding the criminals, he's a horrible dude.
Yeah, man.
Can you think of, like, Dykstra, Pete Rose? I mean, you know. Now, they're borderline criminal.
Yeah, they...
All right.
Well, yeah, Pete is.
Right. Dykstra.
Dykstra's been in jail 100 times.
I mean.
So they are criminals.
You know.
But even outside of the criminal world, it's not like they were the best. They're not the best human beings. Yeah, like, I don't think there's, like, a good bone in Ben Simmons' body, man.
He's just a rotten dude.
Yeah, he sucks.
And he's spoiled. And he's just a horrible dude. My man Ed Wright, Ben Simmons shopping for lollipops. Because he's a sucker. Yes. Yes, Ed.
All right.
Yes.
But that's the thing. It's so fitting, right? It's not like they saw him in the video game store. Like, he's a gamer, right? So it's not like he's at the video game store. He's not at Dick's Sporting Goods where you'll be on Saturday. No, he's at the candy shop.
Right.
Listen, man, I like candy. Candy's good.
Yeah.
I ain't bringing my security team to the candy store. Buy some online. You're a millionaire. And what, the store's empty? Did they kick everybody out so you can get his candy?
I don't know. I mean, seriously. I mean, think about that for a second. He's in a candy store. Dude, a candy store. And he's jumping bad in a candy store. Is that weird?
Yes. It is weird to have security team with it. Now, listen, it's a different lifestyle. He's Ben Simmons. I'm me.
But we go like, huh, it's today. What's today? Wednesday? I want to go to the candy store. I mean, I don't know. You wake up every, you ever wake up and go, yeah, I feel like going to the candy store.
No.
Now, it's not the candy store when we were kids that was a corner store and... You went there and you went and you got gum and a ball, a pimple ball. You know what I mean? Like, those are candy stores. That's a candy store that you would never even take a kid in because it's too expensive. I mean, it's an upscale candy store. You got to admit, Junis. Where is it? Where was that? The Short Hills Mall?
I have no idea where he was at.
Somewhere in Beverly Hills. The Beverly Hills candy store? Unbelievable.
How disrespectful is it that he doesn't even call him Simmons? He calls him Westbrook.
Ah, it's the greatest.
That's awesome.
It's the greatest. It was probably in Beverly Hills. It was probably in Beverly Hills, right? Had to be. Had to be. Oh, my God. Dude, so let me ask you about the schedules, because I love the schedule. And so when the Sixers schedule came out, I love poring over the schedule. I don't know, because there are games that you want to mark as must-see.
Well, they have one of the, I think, their top five nationally televised games this year, the Sixers. Like, they have a lot, and not counting the NBA TV, like the legit TNT and ESPN.
Well, you got the first two are TNT games, right?
Yep.
And then you got a Milwaukee ESPN in November. You got a Lakers ESPN in December. You got a Golden State ESPN in December. You got the Knicks on Christmas Day. You got a Bulls game on a Friday night. You got a Brooklyn game on a Wednesday. That the Brooklyn games are going to be awesome, dude. Speaking of that scoundrel.
Yeah, they close out the season at Brooklyn. Think about that.
That's awesome. A couple ABCs. Denver? How about Sixers, Jokic, and then Beast? 3 o'clock from the Wells Fargo.
So I don't know if you saw what the NBA is doing that week, which is really cool. They're doing a rivalry week, which I think is very,
I
think is very smart. So the Sixers are on there twice because they got the Brooklyn game, and then they're considering Embiid Jokic as a rivalry.
Yeah, it's great.
I think that's so smart of the league to do that.
Yeah, you want to listen. That's smart in a huge way because you got to drum up the regular season, make it special.
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, it just loses its luster.
Yeah, you got rivalry night in hockey on Wednesdays, right? Like, that's always really cool.
Uh-huh. That's right. The other thing they did this year, and you saw it, that they done a lot of back-to-backs. They've cut a lot of mileage off the schedule. Did you see that?
Yes.
I mean, so you're going to see, like at Wednesday or Monday, January 30th, and Wednesday, February 1st, you got an Orlando, home and home. These ABC games are going to be great, though.
Yeah, dude, they don't like the Sixers, though. Look at the rest of that. Look at the end of the schedule, man. They made it very difficult.
Yes. So here, let's work.
March 20th.
Let's go
really
March.
Difficult.
Yes. I guess the Bulls are pretty good. So you got a back-to-back at Chicago. You got Chicago home and home, Bulls the 20th, then the 24th at Golden State, the 25th at Phoenix, the 27th at Denver, the 29th home Dallas and Luka, home Toronto on the 31st, at Milwaukee, home Boston, home Heat, at Atlanta, at Brooklyn.
It's a nice little test before the playoffs.
Oof, that's a handful, dude. That's a handful.
Yeah, nice little warm-up before the playoffs start, man.
They really hate the Sixers, don't they?
They do.
The league
just
hates them. The league hates them, man. Just completely hates them. It does. It just hates them. The league is just terrible. But I'll tell you, I like the way it looks, the schedule. And do you read into anything with all the national games?
Yeah, man. Because the Sixers are a hot team to watch, especially when Kevin Durant's on the team.
I mean, I think we're in for something like special.
Now, one of the loser Denver people that only follow Nikola Jokic because they don't follow the rest of that team. He's making the case that the NBA is trying to give Joel Embiid extra nationally televised games as like a hour bad for the back-to-back MVP snubs. That's his theory.
Really?
Yeah, some loser in Denver. Nah, it's because KD's coming here and they're going to win.
You know, the Jokic thing this year was bad.
Yeah, it was really bad.
That was really bad.
They didn't watch the league. They looked at Vorp stats, and that's it. No, Raptor.
That was bad. That was bad. What's your favorite candy, Jonas?
Are we talking like a chocolatey thing, or are we talking like...
I mean, if you went to the candy store, where are you going? Like, what are you going to get in the candy store?
I love the Bunch of Crunch, right? I'm a chocolate man. I go sweets. But I do like a Sweetest Fish. Like, if I was going to any of those jugs.
Like, so you're going to go to a candy store like Ben Simmons. Like, you and Ben are going to the candy
store.
We're
hanging out, the two of us.
All right.
Us good friends.
So, what are you getting? Ben goes, my treat.
I'd go.
So, you get three items.
I'd go Sweetest Fish.
All right.
I'd mess around with the Jawbreaker, but the little ones, I don't need, like, the giant one. Go with the Jawbreaker.
Really? You go Jawbreaker?
Yeah, Jawbreaker's
soft. Is it one seed?
Yeah, exactly.
You go top three?
It's just you pop it in the cheek and it's there all day. It's not a lollipop, so you don't have to fool around with the stick. You just throw the Jawbreaker in there, you're good.
Wow. I don't like the Jawbreaker.
Dude, you know I'll still mess around with the Warhead. The Sour.
You're a junk candy guy.
Yes. Yes.
You went Sweetest Fish, Jawbreakers, and what?
The Warheads.
The Warheads.
Yeah, dude, Warheads are delicious.
My,
My roommate in college, junior year, Kyle, his favorite candy, and dude, he ate, like, this guy has 0% body fat on him, right? Muscular, but eats like a pound of the blue sharks every day.
What's the blue shark?
The sharks, like this, the blue and gray, like gray almost, the shark candies. If I send you a picture of them, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
My candy game's down, man.
Yeah, you got some bad candy game, I think. Because a Warhead's quality item.
Yeah, dude, that's not it. If you're going to go, one of these Ben Simmons high-end candy shops, and you're going to go Warhead.
Well, they got all the old school stuff.
You can get all the chocolate you want. Like, it's good chocolate.
Well, I'm saying if I'm not, I told you I'm a chocolate man first, but if I was going to get candy.
Well, candy's chocolate.
Well, then I go all the chocolate items. Okay. Chocolate man, all right. First.
All right.
I was saying, like, if we were going like the gummies or the sweets or the
you separate chocolate and candy.
I do.
Same thing, though.
No, I separate it. I just sent you a photo of the blue sharks.
Really?
You probably know exactly what I'm talking about.
Let me look.
Once you see them.
The blue sharks. I don't know the blue sharks.
I'm surprised your kids never ate them.
No, I don't know these, dude. They don't even look.
They're like an old candy. That's like one of the OGs, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Don't even look vaguely familiar.
Yeah, your candy game lacks.
Yeah, I got a weak candy
Zarkos.
Game. Yeah, I got a weak candy game. All right. I need you to think of whom of all the despicable people in all sports.
Papelbon.
Right? Like Papelbon is Tyrese compared to Ben Simmons.
That's not true.
Well, compared to Ben Simmons.
My man's grabbing his crotch walking off the field.
Right. But compare him to that Ben Simmons and that face. That hate the face. I'm sorry. I need petty. Today's a petty day.
That's true.
So we're going to take all of your pettiness as well. So don't be afraid to be petty today. All right?
Dr. Judas on the list.
So I do want to defend Dr. Judas. I do. I can't quit him. It's an ode to pettiness today. Cuss Radio with the Judas.
I hate you, Ben Simmons. I hate you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
One of the things I love to do is I love the football travel. I love either being there, which is the best, but even if I can't be there, I love when our Eagle fans take over a town. So I want to kind of look at the away games. All right? You do that with me?
Always.
I want to do that with our man also, Vince from Philly Sports Trips. So, listen, Vinny runs an incredible, incredible business, right? This thing is awesome. We have traveled with Vinny before, multiple occasions. I was in Miami last year. We were in Denver. He throws a top-notch party. He throws a great trip. And he's also a travel expert. Vinny!
Yo, boys, how we doing today?
Yo, dude, I got the itch, man. I just want to think about the games, right? So you've been doing this since the schedule came out, right?
We start working next year, this year, and I mean, we're already looking ahead. You know what I mean? So some of these trips have been, you know, 2-3 years in the making. You know, you think about Arizona. And we had a trip planned in 2020 for Arizona that we had to cancel. So now we're getting to kind of cash in on all those contacts and some of the plans for this year. So yeah, there's a lot of time and that goes into it, but man, is it fun.
All right, so let's talk about this. Let's go through the trips. So let's begin with the opener at Detroit. What's that looking like?
Detroit's going to be a blast, man. I mean, it's for the diehards. You got all these other great spots, and you're going to Detroit. It's a little shocking to see all these people that are going to be out there. We're going to have a group section in the lower level. We're going to have a big tailgate party. And then we're going to do something the night before the game, which is an open party to all Eagles fans. You know, free appetizers, $4 drinks, and just have a party to celebrate the season. So it's going to be fun out there. Really, was
you got to get the Detroit pizza involved.
Oh yeah. We will. Well, we're going to have some good food. A lot of different groups. You know, Hollis Thomas will be on the road with us out there, so it's going to be fun.
That should be. It was funny because I was looking at the schedules. I'm going, you know what? That's an interesting. You know, that's an interesting one. Like, I think, like, the start the season, the Lions get nuts. That's pretty cool. But look, one of the things, and I know you're working on this trip for a while. This is a bus trip, which is incredible. Eagles against Wentz. And I'm being petty today. I can't stand them. I hate the face, Vince.
I know. We can't wait for this, Ant. We can't wait. I talked to the Commanders earlier today, and we're breaking records in their ticket office, which is great.
Are you serious? So, to what do you got? How many buses?
So we're going to have 20 buses at the end of the day.
Oh my God! 20 yeah. buses. That's an invasion.
Shout out to Northeast Philly, Scranton, Allentown, South Jersey, and Harrisburg. Where we're going to have different groups coming from all those areas, but the majority are going to be leaving right here in South Philly, about 15 buses when all is said and done.
Oh, my God. Oh, my 1, God.
1,000 tickets. 1,000 tickets.
1,000 tickets? Oh, my God. It's 25. An Eagle invasion. Oh, and everybody's going to be, they should all wear Wentz masks, and it'll be like Fright Night.
So the cool thing is we're going to have 500 in each end zone, so we can come up with some creative chants. And I'll leave that up to you, how we can get Carson's attention during the game.
Oh, my God. That'll be awesome. That'll be incredible.
Hey, Mark. All right. It's
going to
be a party.
We want to talk about a bus party. My God, that sounds awesome. I love it. And then, of course, the Arizona game. I know Johnny DeKay and the bro and Bobby and the morning Pat, the morning show guys, are going out to Arizona.
We're about to sell out the charter flight. So we have a 183-person charter flight headed out there, 250. It's a tailgate. One of the cool things is we're doing a golf tournament out there at a really nice course, True North. And we're going to raise about $20,000 for a charity, Lisa's Army, who's a local Philadelphia charity, and we're really happy about that part. But yeah, Arizona is going to be a blast.
So when like all these Eagle fans, when you're dealing with all these Eagle fans, everybody's booking trips, and you go obviously Phillies and Sixers and everything else, and Union, which is awesome. But when you're dealing with all the people, all of our 4-for-4 Legion. That's got to be a fun piece of this thing. Because I love the road. Like, I love, you know, the invasion. Because when you're on the road with, like, your fellow fans, you feel so close with them. You feel like family.
You're completely right. I mean, it's kind of why I fell in love with this job and this business and quit my engineering job last summer. People thought I was crazy. But, you know, and, like, it was the calling of the people and the people – having a great experience and the responsibility to those Philly fans. I mean, we center our lives around this, you know, the sports in this town. And I remember, Ann, when you were with us down in Miami on the yacht party, my dad came to me and he said, Vince, you got a problem now. You have Anthony Gargano on a yacht. Like, how are you going to top this? Like, people are going to expect this level of entertainment. And we've been trying. But yeah, we need to get you back. Denver was a blast. We'll talk offline, but we need to get you on one of these trips this year.
Well, listen, we'll definitely, Chubis and I will definitely be on one of them for sure. The one I'm eyeing up, actually, is November the 20th at Indianapolis, which looks like a fun... You know, listen, that could be a really good game. And don't you have something going on with the Irish, too, on Saturday?
Yeah, I got to give Bob Cavanaugh, my business partner, a shout out for that, because he was the one who saw, hey, we're only a couple hours away from Notre Dame. So now it's what we thought would be a pretty average trip is starting to grow a lot. We're going to have two buses leaving from Indy to go to Notre Dame for that game that Saturday. And so far, in 100% of the people that are going to Indy are also choosing to go to Notre Dame. So that's going to be a really special weekend, college football and pro football in the same, you know, 2-day period.
That strikes a heart, because one of the things that we talk about with sports travel and all groups of people can appreciate it, right? So I had my group of friends, and when I was in Chicago, they would come out, and they did it a couple times where we did Penn State Notre Dame on a Saturday. This is our best trip. Penn State Notre Dame on a Saturday in the snow. It was unbelievable. And then Sunday, Eagles Packers in Milwaukee. It was great. Like, anytime you could marry like an NFL and a college Saturday, Sunday, that's strong, dude. That is absolutely strong. So that's one I'm eyeing up. And then the other one I like, too, is in Chicago, which I know it's toward Christmas time, but that should be a fun trip, right? That's one where you take over to town.
Chicago is one of our favorite cities. We'll actually be there next month for the Phillies are playing out at Wrigley the end of September, so the big group going out then. It's going to be a little cold in December, but there's so much to do. The food, getting to Soldier Field is going to be great. Might be one of the last times the Eagles play there before they potentially change the stadium. So we have a lot of good connections out there, Ant. So we're going to have a big tailgate party. And that's one that people can kind of look and start to plan out as we get closer through the season, because, we got a little bit of time. And you just got to get some your schedules figured out before Christmas, get your shopping done early, and come out to Chicago. It should be a good time.
That sounds like a blast, dude. That sounds like so much fun.
And you know what's also that day? The World Cup final is that day when the Eagles play the Bears. So we'll, at our tailgate party, we'll be watching that final before we go into the stadium.
Oh, wow. Cool. Get out of here. Oh, that's really cool. That is awesome. There's something about it. And Tunis, you remember what I always wanted, my idea was to get a parcel of land and have, like they do in Toronto, with a big screen.
Yes.
And you watch games. You ever see that? There's like a square, and they do it in Italy all the time. Vince, you know this.
Sure.
Where they have a piazza, and they set up these screens in a piazza, and the whole town comes out and is watching the game. And they do it in, in Toronto for the Raptors games. I want to do the same thing here. I need to get... See, I need what you to do is get a parcel of land, all right? And then we're gonna have a huge screen set up, and then on the game, we can watch home, and on the ones that people don't go trips, we can all watch it together.
I love it. I'm in. Let me. Do you know a realtor?
We'll get one. I'm sure we can find one. There is. You know what the beauty is? Is what you're talking about is communal. You know, this communal thing, which is beautiful. Like, you go get to hang out with, you know, all of us, right? This family thing, and watch games and travel and eat food. What's your favorite towns, dude? Top three.
It depends if I'm partying or I'm just hanging out with family and friends.
I know you got the girls. I know you got the two girls now, so, you know.
I'll go to party towns. I mean, New Orleans, Nashville, and Austin, I would say. Now Austin at least has a soccer team. But then you go to places like Chicago, Arizona, the West Coast trips are a blast. So, I mean, there's so many different places.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Like, oh, my God.
You talk about the family and the camaraderie and the community. It's so true, man. I mean, father-son combos and groups of seven or eight.
I love this story. Yeah. It's funny. We were talking about sports travel and trips, and you know, because I could be petty on one hand about Simmons and Wentz, but I can be sentimental on the other hand. And talking about, you know, the great sports trips. And So it's what I really wanted to do today. And you're bringing this stuff up. You got me just fired up, dude. I love it.
So does that mean we have to go visit Ben up in New York, too? I guess it does.
Yes. Yes. We got to take a
pill. February 11th.
Yes.
February 11th. So I think the Eagles play in the Super Bowl the next day. I'm pretty sure. So.
All right. Well, I like that. Count me in if not in the Super Bowl. All right. So count me in. I love that, man. I love it. Vinny, great stuff, dude. You're making people memories, and it's such a fun thing. You do such a great job with it. You and Bobby, dude, you just make it a joy. So thank you.
I wanted to thank you, too, and the whole station, because having you guys there is incredible. It adds value. And, you know, people look up to you guys, and people, you know, listen to you guys, bring them into their businesses and homes. So when they get to travel with you, it's a really special treat. And that's what's helped us, you know, kind of separate ourselves and help us grow. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, Tunis. And hope to talk to you guys soon.
Without a doubt, buddy. Keep up the good work. There's Vince from Philly Sports Trip.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And he became, dude, not for nothing. You want to talk about advice? I mean, it doesn't get bigger in the fantasy circles than the one man. He just has one name. He goes by Geek. Geek, good afternoon.
What's going on, guys? It is fantasy draft season, the best time of year.
I can imagine, Geek. I know you're freaking out.
I love it. I love this time of year. We got week one of the preseason out of the way. We're starting to see things happening. A lot of the stuff that we've been looking at all offseason is finally coming together. I'm telling you, this is my favorite time of year. I love it.
All right, Geek, we need to get serious now, Geek. I mean, all right, like, I need to get serious with you. I assume, first of all, how many leagues will you be in?
14, 15, some high-stakes leagues. I got a big high-stakes draft coming up this weekend.
Oh, really? What's the stakes? Like, what's the buy-in?
For the weekend one, we're talking about a $350 entry league, which is medium stakes, I would say. I've got a $2,000 league coming up.
$2,000? What?
Listen, I was trying to make a living playing fantasy football. It don't come easy.
$2,000 entry fee? Oh, yeah, my God. Geek,
do it.
Were you in one last year? Did you make money? I know you had to. You had to make a fortune last year.
Last season, we were on the show, right? We talked about Jalen Hurts, who was going outside of the top 12. I said, guys, just draft Hurts in your league, right? This was on your show. Jalen Hurts wound up as the QB3 overall. That was a killer move because we all waited on QB last season, everybody who listened. We also, all of us combined who listened to the Anthony Garganos, like, who listened, we all drafted Cooper Kupp because we talked about why is Cooper Kupp going after Robert Woods.
Yeah, you did.
Why was Debo Samuel going after Brandon Ayuk? I didn't understand it last year.
Yeah, you were just out of your mind. You were incredible last year. I mean, it was unbelievable what you did, and we're excited to have you every Thursday from here on out at 1 o'clock. Geek, who has his own app called the Sharp app. I mean, this dude is, you take it to another level. All right, so let me ask you. Let's start off with guy, like, stock up, stock down. Like, who are your guys you're drafting? Who are you guys you're targeting early in the draft?
Well, Okay, so this season, the biggest question right at the top of the draft is, you know, there's really five players that I'm going to call super elite. It's Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey, and then three wide receivers, Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, and Ja'Marr Chase. And, you know, I love them all. I am shifting to Christian McCaffrey as my number one overall guy at this point. And it's just because, you know, Matt Rhule, there's no rope left there. They have to use their weapons. They have no chance. So I'm not going to predict an injury or anything like that. And if Christian McCaffrey, every game that he's in, he just smashes. So he's now elevated to the number one overall guy. And any one of those top five. The big thing this year, though, is a lot of people aren't used to drafting wide receivers in the top five. It's usually running backs all the way. But this year you could wait a little bit because guys like Justin Jefferson and Cooper Kupp and Chase will all produce better than and more consistently than running backs. So,
wow, Sea Change. WR1 now is as important as the running back.
Yes. And they fall off quickly. Now, one of the things I prepared for today, I've got two players. See, I think it's easy to draft that first part of the draft. The way you win is by being right on picks later in the draft that really are essentially incorrectly priced. Right? Guys who are there way longer than they're supposed to. So I've got a couple of these for you guys for today that I picked out and that I think are really, really important players to keep in mind. And the first one, and this guy is not even going to be on the radar for a lot of people. I don't know who. That's who you're going to go, who? I don't even know who that guy is, right? Running back from the Houston Texans, Damian Pierce, looked spectacular last week in the preseason game, averaging 9 yards per carry.
Pierce,
right? Think about the Texans. What are they going to do? They have a young team, young quarterback. I think they're better than what people think. But are they really going to start Marlon Mack and Rex Burkhead, two, you know, dusty old veterans who have nothing to show, nothing to prove? No, they're not going to do that. It won't be long until Damian Pierce takes over as the starter. And even if he doesn't, his ADP is RB36, meaning you're getting him in the last rounds of your draft. Your league mates have never even heard of this guy.
Like, oh, I love it.
One of the last picks, this guy could turn into a starter. He's got a three-down skill set. I love Damian. He's on every single best ball team I've drafted so far, 100% of them. He's moving up now, but I mean, I was getting him around 14, around 15. It was great.
So, now, you know what's amazing is that Lovie Smith quote, Damian Pierce definitely caught my eye. Everybody is watching him. It's what we've been seeing in training camp. Wow.
So be careful, Dre. You know, I don't want that hype to build up too much. I like getting him late in the draft.
right.
You could take this running back late. Now, I've got another player, a wide receiver, who I believe has the best chance of replicating what Cooper Kupp did for us last season. Now, Cooper Kupp, we have to take him pick three. All right, so we're not getting any special bargain. Last year, we got him in round four. This year's quote-unquote Cooper Kupp at the wide receiver position.
Who?
Ready for this? Michael Thomas, wide receiver, New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
People forgot about him. He's been injured the last couple of years.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I drafted him last year. I thought he'd get better. You know, he ruined my team. I held him on the bench. Forget all of that. He appears to be healthy. And this guy was the number one pick at wide receiver.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Are we really going to take 28 guys ahead of a potentially healthy Michael? Why? He's better than all of them. So, not all. But, I mean, I think Michael Thomas can deliver top 12 wide receiver numbers. For pick 30, he is going 30th overall at the wide receiver position. So that's the kind of pick that's going to let you win your league because he's going to be hanging out as your third wide receiver. He's got Jameis Winston, who's a perfectly competent quarterback. As a matter of fact, a gunslinger. I think he's better than competent. I think Jameis Winston's fine. Okay. You know?
Oh, listen, ever since the eye surgery, too, like he's gotten better. Listen, I hear you. He's always had talent. I think he grew a little bit. I agree. I think that's not an issue when you're looking at Thomas.
It's just the health. We're worried about his ankle. Listen, we're not a doctor. You're not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. We don't know. But it seems to be that the ankle thing is behind him. And so I think I like the lag. And this we do this with betting a little bit. You know, perception, right? Like, there's a misperception because he sucked the last 2 years because he was hurt. So now, you know, it kind of like downgrades him in everybody's eyes. And we all forgot about what a stud he was when he was starting. And we use that to our advantage. You know, two games into the season, the rust will be knocked off. And as long as he stays healthy, you have to expect top 10 wide receiver numbers. And if you can pull that with your WR3, you just take it's such a big edge on your competition.
Wow.
They're all taking Hunter Renfrow over there. I mean, come on. Come on, man. Hunter Renfrow with Davante Adams on the same team. Please. By the way, the Eagles look good. Do you know?
They look really good, really good.
They're across the board. Now, I'm not, you know, even A.J. Brown, even Miles Sanders showed a little bit of life.
I like Miles Sanders. I think he has, it's a contract year. I think he has a monster. Like, where's he going drafts, Miles Sanders? He's got to be way down in the draft.
He's way down there. I'll pull it up, but he's about RB29. He's towards the back end. Listen, there's no faith in Miles Sanders.
Right. He could be a sleeper pick in these best ball deals.
Let me get it. Okay, he is going RB31. Yeah, I mean, you know, after Singletary. He's basically free in the draft. If you believe that Miles Sanders can be the guy, and I'm not on board. I don't know. He disappointed me way too many times. He's disappointed.
Dude, I'm telling you, he has a monster.
If he does.
He has a monster. I'm telling you. I feel Sanders because when you look at the Eagles offense, and you're going to have A.J. Brown, you're going to have Devontae Smith, and I love Goddard, right? So you got three stud weapons. Quez is good. You know, the receivers are great. Jalen can run. I think what that does is you're going to see seven in the box all day long. And I think the Eagles are going to get a lot of chunk plays. Big plays by Sanders, averaging over 5.5 yards a carry.
Listen, we saw a molasses-footed Albert Morris look amazing with a running quarterback, a Robert Griffin, back in the day at the helm, you know. So Sanders certainly always has talent. He seems to, I don't know, I feel like he self-destructs a little bit. I'd like to see him put it all together just this once. And, you know, I hope so. But, you know, the Eagles have a pretty good backup over there. Waiting.
No, they don't have a good backup. No, I disagree.
You're not a fan of Kenny G?
Kenneth Gainwell. Listen, I like him out of the backfield catching balls. He's not a good runner. I mean, I know you're Mr. PPR, but
I like the catch. But yeah, I mean, it's something they need. They need something out of the running back position.
I'm telling you, Sanders. I'm bullish on Miles.
I love it. I love your confidence, and I'm buying it. No one is more tied into that Eagles team than you guys. So you're kind of getting me excited. You might make me draft some Sanders here in some of these leagues. Again, he's kind of free anyway. If you make a mistake,
that's
he doesn't
what I'm saying. Yes.
No big deal. You missed almost nothing. I'm going to get a couple names also of guys that are flying up the boards right now, some rookies, that especially after week one, people are really excited about. And no one is generating more buzz than Steelers rookie wide receiver George Pickens.
Yeah.
And this guy,
I liked him.
All the hype right now.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. Yeah.
You know,
I thought that was a good pick by them.
Great pick. I mean, and the Steelers, you know, you got to give respect to a team that knows how to draft wide receivers. They're good at this.
Yeah.
Right? Just the way that New England can't draft a wide receiver, we know they're going to screw it up every time. The Steelers don't screw it up. They're really, really good at drafting wide receivers, and Pickens was actually the number one guy before he got hurt. And he had some attitude issues, according to some teams, but the Steelers loved his attitude. They like it. He's nasty, and they like it. So they like that attitude that he brings. And, you know, George Pickens at this point is going, he's a top four rookie sort of dynasty pick, meaning he's essentially looking like the best or the second, but right after right after, not Treon Burks, right after Drake London, he's looking like the number two rookie wide receiver with the best chance to sort of be the best.
Now, the only issue is the quarterback. That's the problem that he's going to have.
Big problem over there at the quarterback position, and I don't trust that at all. Another guy that's flying up, and everybody's talking about him, we'll see if this is a hype job or not, is Romeo Doubs from the Packers. You know, everybody was talking about Christian Watson, but Romeo Doubs is the guy who's standing out right now, and I don't know if it's some preseason hype or what, but, you know, he's not a bad guy to stash on your team as one of the last picks, as the last pick in your draft, and some of that hype kind of comes together. But really exciting, lots of changes. Another name to keep your eye on, another rookie name that keep your thoughts, keep in the back of your head. So this guy actually in high-stakes leagues is now going in round 8 or 9, which I think is ridiculous in fairness, but 7th-round rookie running back for the Chiefs, Isaiah Pacheco.
Yes, I know about him. He is doing what big time. I know exactly about Pacheco. Yep.
Pacheco, yes, right. And he's already got the number 2 job pretty much sewn down.
Like, no, he's really good. I know. Yep.
When you read about sort of his skill set, you kind of wonder, he's fast, he can catch, he's got a 3-down. How did he last until so late in the draft? I don't know. A lot of people kind of missed on this guy, but yeah, he could be something. And especially, you know, not too many people believe in Clyde Edwards-Helaire at this point. So, you know, would it shock me if...
No, I can see the Rutgers... from Rutgers University, the home of Tyrone Johnson. I mean, it would be amazing. I love the story. I do. I love the story. Hey, by the way, speaking of Pickens, my man, the Big Brain, says Pickens the favorite now for Rookie of the Year on the betting circles.
I mean, there it is. So I didn't even check those numbers, but I mean, can you believe it, right? Like, how does that happen? I still like Drake London. I think if Drake London can stay healthy, he's got a great shot at it as well. But, I think Pickens, who's the quarterback for the Steelers?
That's the problem. I mean, you're going to hope the kid takes it, you know, it's Pickett to Pickens. Pickens, that's what you're hoping for.
It's you know, it's tough to trust. We had a I'm a little shell shocked. I'm having PTSD from the rookie quarterbacks last year and how terrible they were.
Now it's tough to
trust any of them this season.
Now let me ask you a question. I was curious about one of your things because you said the 3 receivers to go in the first round: Kupp, Jefferson. Who was the other one?
Kupp, Jefferson, and Chase.
Jamar Chase. Now, my man Guru says, what about Davante Adams in the first round?
Davante Adams probably, I'm not taking him in the first round, to be fair.
Okay.
I like Devontae. His ADP is number 12 overall, so he is going at number 12 in high-stakes draft. So he's at the end of the first round.
All right.
And I think that's a fine spot for him. Listen, you know, he can't be what he was with Rodgers. The chemistry was too good. The biggest thing for me is I do think Adams is going to have a great year. I think he'll be fine with Carr. The biggest loser in the Adams thing is going to be Hunter Renfrow. Hunter Renfrow should not be going anywhere near the top 30 at this point because he just becomes a little possession wide. He's not going to do enough to justify his spot. There's just not enough targets. It hurts Waller a little bit. It hurts Renfrow a little bit, but yeah, I like Adams, but I'm not taking him in the first round. He's not the guy for me in the first round. I like him. If he falls midway in the second, at that point, I'm still taking running backs. Like, I'd rather have, I'm taking Swift over Adams. I'm taking Saquon Barkley, CeeDee Lamb.
Really?
I'm taking those guys over Adams. Yeah, definitely the running back.
Really? You're taking Saquon? I mean, how could you trust Saquon?
I want to believe.
And you're there. I'm sorry. You like his Saquon, huh? I wouldn't touch him. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to go near him.
He
stinks. They got no quarterback. They're lying. Like Brian Daboll, who I love, he's got a little bit of a reclamation project there.
He's got some work cut out for him. But what if, you know, it's risky. It's definitely risky because what if Dable can turn them around.
Yeah.
What if they don't suck? But they're going to suck. You know, it doesn't happen that way in the NFL. Just like I know the Jets. I'm sorry. I want to believe, but it's not happening. It's not happening for us this year. This kid is not the guy. I hate to say it, but
I know you're a suffering Jet fan.
We know. No, I don't feel
that's what turned the geek. Truthfully, that's like his superpower. Like he was a kid growing up as a Jets fan, and the Jets were so horrific and bad that it turned him into a fantasy geek. And that's what happened. That's how you became geek, the one, the only.
I needed a rooting interest, cuz.
I know.
I needed a reason to watch the other games. Now, I didn't come on without bringing you some bets, too.
All right.
So I do have a couple of futures
bets. I got like a minute and a half, so you gotta go fast for me.
I'm going to give you my two lock button futures bets this year. First
right.
one, Patriots over 8.5 games. I'm sorry. How is it 8.5? I cannot even believe that. Do these guys know where there's 17 games now? Belichick does not have losing records. That's not who he is.
All right. We got over New England victories. All right.
Over 8.5. And my other over, and I think this one's easy, and I think it easily smashes, is Lions over 4.5 games. That team was not bad. They got better as the season went on.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think they're
4.5.
I think they're a little sneaky. It's a bad division, too. I think they're, you know what? They could be better than the Bears.
There's no question. They get to play the Bears twice. Yeah. I think they play a less good than usual Packers team.
Yeah.
You know, slightly.
I agree.
Less good than their
I think you're dead right on that. I think it's a good selection.
17 games.
I know. I talked to some Detroit people. They're bullish on that. I mean, not to make the playoffs, but they think they're pretty decent.
I think that smashes. I think they win 7 or 8 games. So I think that's one of the easiest months. And those are 50-50 odds, both of those bets. So get them now.
All right.
Those numbers are going to change. And we have it on the Sharp app. We have
all right, real quick, Tim, because I got 30 seconds. Tell me about the Sharp app.
Yeah, I mean, the Sharp app, we're building new things in there every day. So we have a post up now with all the odds for all the different teams, win totals and futures. You got to check it out. Every single game has a breakdown. Every single game has a handicap, our own AI predictive model. We have a machine learning predictive model that improves every single game. It learns on its own. Eventually, might take over, might decide to eliminate humanity. I don't know. But for now, we're using it to win our sports bets. We've got every single prop covered with our own prediction. It tells you what the EV is. It's really, really the ultimate tool for sports bettors, and it's mostly free. Just download the Sharp app. Check it out. You got my fantasy football stuff on there as well. So
that's awesome. I love it. All right, listen, next Thursday, we're going to do the Cousin Chunas mock draft. All right? So we're going to need you earlier for next Thursday because we're going to do our own mock draft. And in fact, Mrs. Chunas, I'm going to try to book her for it too because she's into fantasy this year.
I love it.
All right.
I'm in on this.
All right, Geek, you're the greatest, man. We love you. All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right, great to be back.
I love it. The Geek.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.